Hallelujah. And we are expecting increase. Take it, Mercy. We are expecting multiplication. We are expecting broadening. We are expecting a stretching. We are expecting an expansion. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the reason why I said that and you did not respond is because your mind has been, you know, has been limited in scarcity. So when increase is mentioned, you can't even fathom it. The song we just sung said, I see increase. What do you see in 2018? Are you just seeing demons chasing you? Are you seeing dogs chasing you? Are you seeing the bailiff chasing you? What do you see? Our Father, the Father of faith, was challenged by God. He said, lift up your eyes, lift up your eyes. After he had separated himself from Lot. His eyes were on the floor, on the floor, on the floor, on the ground, on the problems, on the mundane, on the earthly. God told him, lift up your eyes. Abraham, lift up your eyes. This is a message for somebody. Lift those eyes up. Lift them from the problems that are at hand. Lift them, lift them, lift them. And he said, as far as your eyes can see. As far as your eyes can see. He's not talking about these physical eyes, my friend. He's talking about the mental eyes. As far as you can project, I have given you. What you receive, my friend, is commensurate with your vision. God can never give you what you have not seen. God will not give you what you have not conceived in the womb of your mind. You will never have it. Period. Whenever Jesus healed somebody, what did he tell them? It is your faith. Thank you, Pastor. It is your faith. It is that eye inside you that has seen. You receive healing before it happens. Why did Jesus not heal everybody? Because people did not see it. But the people who saw it, he said, it is your faith. Go read your Bible. Your faith has made you whole. Not me. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith, my friend, your eyes. So this year we need to make room for big stuff. Enlargement. Somebody say enlargement. Now say it like you had breakfast. Enlargement. Now use your hands. Enlargement. Enlargement. Yes, because you see, we do not only speak with our mouths. We also speak with our body. Also speaks. Amen. Just enlarge. Somebody say enlarge. Enlarge. Now I want you not. I don't want you just to take it. You know, I want you. There must be a struggle. Enlarge, because when you are enlarging, you are stretching. Enlarge. 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 Yeah. Guys who go to the gym, that you look at their muscles and you think you want your muscles to look like theirs. You have no idea how much. There is a lot of stretching, and it is painful. Therefore, 2018. Let me tell you this message is a caveat. This message is not for everybody here. It is for only those who will catch it and carry it. You've got to catch it. Somebody say, catch it. Catch it. Mm-hmm. And then carry it in your womb. Mm-hmm. Some of you will give birth in next month. Some of you will give birth this month. Others will... Oh! The gestation period is not the same for everybody. It isn't. For some of you, you will even give birth today. 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 Before we go. Oh, Rama Sekeri and Erebo. Today. 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 Yeah. I'm giving birth today. I'm enlarging today, not tomorrow. What does enlargement mean? According to Webster Revised and Bridge Dictionary, it means to make large, make larger. To increase in quantity. Or dimensions. To extend in limits. The word comes back to magnify. Oh, handebo, shandebo. To magnify. Somebody do this. Yeah. Magnify. To increase the capacity of. Make room. Make capacity. To increase the capacity. To expand. Listen, knowledge expands the mind. This year, if you want this mind to expand, you've got to acquire. It's not just going to be prayer. And you see, no. See, we can come here and jump and, you know, and do the gymnastics here. But you're going to acquire some knowledge. It means to set free, to set at large. Freedom. I speak freedom in the name above every name. Upon a woman here, upon a man here. Freedom. Freedom from limitations. The word enlargement is used frequently in the Bible symbolically. First time we see it is in Genesis chapter 9, verse 27. Noah has just drunk himself silly. One of his sons has entered and seen him naked. And instead of doing the obvious, he goes outside the tent laughing. Laughing. I've seen dad, he's naked. Whenever you see anybody who is naked. Whenever you see anybody who is naked, cover them. Do not get on WhatsApp. Do not get on Facebook to broadcast the nakedness that you have seen. Cover them. It is a principle. Cover your brother. Cover your sister. Hey, today it may be her. Guess who next time it will be? It may be you. Therefore, cover. Learn to cover. The boy did not cover. He went outside just shouting, and his brother said, "What? And you came to tell, what? You didn't do anything?" So two brothers, Japheth and his other brother, they enter the tent with a piece of cloth and they move backwards because they don't want to see the nakedness of this patriarch. And they covered him. And when he had regained his consciousness after hangover, he says this in Genesis chapter 9, verse 27. May God enlarge Japheth. May God enlarge. God enlarges those who cover. Those who protect. Mm-hmm. But if you are in the club of the gossip mill, you will remain limited. God does not use your mouth to peddle rumors. He wants you to use your mouth to peddle good news. I was not expecting a lot of clapping. It's okay. Enlarge. May God enlarge you, Japheth, he says, and let him dwell in the tents of Shem. In other words, may God make you a great nation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The next time we see that is in 2 Samuel 22:37. The Lord says, someone says, you enlarge my steps under me, and my feet have not slipped. You enlarge my steps under me. Let me tell you, on Friday I gave an example to this. I'll repeat it. He said, you enlarge my steps under me. How does that happen? It happens when your hand is in the hand of God. Because God has got gigantic steps. His strides are gigantic. So when you have him, when you have your hands in his hands, guess what? He enlarges your strides. In other words, something that you would have acquired for 3 years, he enables you to acquire it in just one day. Because you are moving, you are walking with him. Your steps are enlarged. May he enlarge your steps in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. What has been eluding you for years. Because today you choose to put your hand in his hand, may he enlarge your stride. May he enlarge your stride. May he give you success, accelerated success. Hallelujah. Now, a peculiar use of the language, of the word enlarge in the King James Version, the KJV, is in Psalm 4, verse 1. He says, hear me when I call, O God of righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. You have enlarged me when I was in distress. You have had mercy upon me, and you heard my prayer. What does that mean? That he gave him deliverance. He gave him freedom in time of distress. May the Lord give you freedom. May the Lord give you freedom. May the Lord give you freedom in the time of your distress. Our foundational verse is going to be in Isaiah 54, verse 1-3. He says, shout for joy, O barren one, she who has not given birth. Huh? She who has been barren. Last week we talked about Hannah. Hannah who was barren, whose womb was locked by God. And God is saying to those who have not produced, you know, the barren, I'm talking about things that you haven't done, which other people have done. People of your generation, your peers, some of them are married, you're not married. Some of them have bought a house, you haven't bought a house. Some of them have bought land, you don't even have a piece of land. Some of them, they have gone ahead of you. And you have been wondering, until when, God? But this is your year. This is your year. This is your year. The barren one, this is your year. God is commanding you to sing. Sing. When do you sing? No, you don't sing when you give birth. No. You sing when you are still barren because of the prospects, because you can already see in the eye of your, in the womb of your eye. You have already seen it. Sing, O barren one, who never bore a child. Break forth into joyful shouting and rejoice. Break forth, break forth. This year is not a year of mourning. This year is not a year of crying. This year is a year of breaking forth in joyful singing and shouting and rejoicing. Why? For she who has not gone in labor with child. For the spiritual sons, for the sons of the desolate one will be more numerous than the sons of the married woman, says the Lord. Let's pause there. A married woman, she has a license to give, she can produce as many as she wants. But this one that the Lord is talking about, you don't need a man. You don't need a man. What is about to happen to you, that you don't need human input? Why? Because God is your husband. Ah! I told you before I started, this message is not for everybody. You've got to catch it. Catch it. You do not need man. This woman, this young girl, is approached by the angel. You are going to give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. And she asks, how shall it be? How shall it be? Seeing that I have no man. Mary, you don't understand. You don't need man. The Holy Spirit shall overshadow you. Uh-huh. And he will impregnate you with something holy. With something bigger than you. Mandebo shataraba. Oh, I feel impregnation happening right now. I can see it in the spirit. Hey! Holy Spirit, overshadow me. Your children, you will have more houses than the ones who had them before you. You will have more success than the ones who went ahead of you. That is what he's saying. You will have more children than the one who is married. Then he goes to the next verse. Interesting. Because I am giving you many children. Because I am giving you abundance. Reuben, I need you now to make room for the abundance. So what are you going to do right now? You, not me. You, Reuben, not God. You. Enlarge. Roll your sleeves. Roll your trousers or your skirts, whatever they are. And begin and get to work. Get to what? Enlarge the place of your tent. In other words, make room for more children. Make room for more blessings. Make room, make room, make room, make room. Stretch out the curtains. Do not spare them. Do not withhold. When you come into this era of enlargement, I told people on Friday here, there's nothing like modesty. When you come before a king and he says, what do you want? And you begin to say, you see, you know, the king has given you a blank check. There's no time for modesty. Do not hold back. If it is enlargement, make sure you are enlarging. Think big. Do not spare them. Lengthen your tent ropes. And make your pegs or your stakes firm in the ground. Why? For you will spread out. You will spread out. This is a prophecy for somebody. You will spread out to the right and to the left. It is spreading out. There is spreading out. There is a spreading out. And your descendants, this is not only for you, it's also for your posterity. Ah! Your descendants will take possession of nations. And they will inhabit deserted cities. Your children and your children's children will never suffer from today forward. This kind of explosion I'm talking about, this kind of growth I'm talking about, this kind of expansion or enlargement of fertility I'm talking about has no natural explanation. You can never explain it. Therefore, right now, as we enter into 2018 and we progress, diseased from thinking with your brain. Think with your heart. Think faith. Your mind, your brain will play tricks on you. Look at your bank account. Look at your background. Look at your husband. He doesn't earn enough. Look at yourself. You're not educated. Therefore, you can't make it. That is a lie from the pit of hell. What is about to happen is not natural. It is supernatural. But it requires you and I to make room. God has no problem with releasing this year. The problem is, the issue is going to be you and I. How much do you want? How much do you want? How bad do you want it? Make room. Make capacity. Some of us are full of stuff that is irrelevant. You're going to hold yourself upside down and you're going to empty yourself of everything that is useless. Picture yourself holding yourself by the feet. Make room. Declutter. Some of us, our minds are full of just junk. Can I speak to somebody here in this place? Yeah, I will say it the way it is. Junk. That's why Jesus said he cannot pour new wine in old wineskins. Old thinking. Old mannerisms. People still talk about you and you still recoil into yourself like a tortoise and you expect enlargement in this year. Forget about it. You've got to break that shell. And somebody said amen.
Amen.
Yeah, make room. You cannot operate. You cannot operate in the secrecies of 2017 and expect God to enlarge you in 2018. No way. Empty yourself. Make room. Do a self-analysis, self-reflection, self-appraisal. What is important? What is not important? This goes to even people that are around you. Who is important in my phone book and who is not important? Declutter. Make room. You want something in you? Some of us, our living rooms, to get to the chair, we've got to tiptoe. You've got. Out. Get hold of, go home, get hold of those physical things, chuck them out. Chuck them out. The bedroom, you jump into the bed. There are shoes that you bought in 2016. You have never put them on. They are still in the boxes. They are the dresses. Bring them to me here. Bring them to me here. I will send them to Africa. Hallelujah. Declutter. Physical decluttering. Come on. Empty. Somebody said amen. If you want to be enlarged, God is asking, where do you want me to pour? Where do you want me to pour? I see you're already full. Where do you want me to pour? Someone say, I pour my cup so that, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come on. And the cup is full and you are saying, fill it. Full of junk, full of hatred, full of jealousy, full of complaining. Ah! Ah! Declutter! Empty! Ah! Delete indeed. Make room. Somebody say make room. The Greek word for making room or making broad is platuno. But I love the Hebrew word which is rakab, which says to grow wide and large. It means to stretch. It means to strengthen. It means to make room, roominess. And stability. It means to spread. I love the word to go beyond. Go beyond and burst. Have you ever had a river burst its banks? Or a dam? You know, there have been limitations. I see somebody as a dam breaking limitations right now. You are bursting forth. There is a bursting forth. Ooh, a bursting bursting forth to do what? To occupy new territories. Occupy new territories, occupy, oh, new dimensions, breaking limits. Listen, in that verse that we just read in Isaiah 54, verse 2, it is not enlargement, it's not a suggestion. It is a command. He didn't say, you know, please go, he said, enlarge. Simply, it's a command. So this is going to happen for people who will obey the command. As simple as that. So you need to identify the areas in which you believe God to enlarge you and ask him to do so. You know what? He is willing and ready to do it. That's what he tells us in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. He says to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask of him. Or think, according to what? According to the power that works where? In him? No, in you. The power that works where? The question is, what power is working in you? How? If this God is able to give us exceedingly abundantly above, why are we still, you know, in this kind of situation? You think the answer is with him? The problem is with him? No. The problem lies with you and I. It is a capacity problem. It's a capacity problem, my friend. Who is to do the enlargement? Me. God will never run out of resources. But the capacity on earth always determines how much he releases. What is in you is what determines the amount of blessings that you will get. God can never give you beyond your capacity. More, he can never give you more than your mental or spiritual capacity. You want an example from the Bible? Yeah? Oh, you don't want an example. You want an example? Okay, let's go to 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. Take us there. 2 Kings. Yeah. Now, the wife of one of the sons of the prophets cried to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord, but the creditor has come to take my two children to be his slaves." Solution? And Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you?" Do you know why he asked her that question? See, in other words, why have you even come? Because you have the solution. The solution is in you, my woman of God. Tell me what you have in your house. Tell me what you have in you, in that mind. Because that's where the answer is. What will deliver you is already in you. So stop looking outside. It's already in. But it has been latent. This year, 2018, we are going to get deep inside of ourselves. And we are going to awaken this giant that is asleep right now. Somebody awaken that giant. Somebody awaken that giant. Tell me what is in your house. It may not be enough, yes, but you can do something about it. So he said, and she said, "Your servant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go outside. Borrow vessels. You have a little." That's why I said this year you need to acquire knowledge. Most of the things that you have that you need, you have the starting point. But other things you can borrow, you can get, you can acquire, you can acquire, you can acquire. Borrow vessels from some, all your neighbors. Empty vessels. Empty. Mark those words. Empty vessels. Because some neighbors may give you some which are half full, a quarter full. No, I want empty. And not too few. So who is limiting? Who is determining the capacity here? The woman. So she went out, the Bible says. The next verse. So she went from him and shut the door behind herself and her sons. And she poured. And as she poured, they brought the vessels to her. So she brought a few vessels. So whenever she poured, they'll bring more. It would be full, they'll bring more. Get on? When the vessels were full, she said to her son, because it was interesting. This was good. It was good. When you were pouring and you don't even have to look there because you just want to shift this and position the next one. Bring. Bring me another vessel. And the boy said to her, "There is not another. Indeed, Zahweh, there is not another." Notice what happened. Then the oil stopped flowing. If she had borrowed more and more, because she was told not a few, how much do you want flowing in your life? The principle, my friend, depends on capacity. It's the principle of flow and capacity. Flow, the rate of flow, the amount of flow is dependent on the capacity that you create. For every capacity or every room you make, there is always a corresponding flow. So you cannot expect to receive a flow that is not commensurate with the capacity that you have provided. Therefore, whoever has more capacity will be given more. Jesus Christ said it himself in Matthew chapter 13, verse 10 to 13. Then, this is after he had spoken about the parable of the sower. Then the disciples turned to him and said, in verse 13, why do you speak these guys in parables? And he answered to them, to you, it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. But to them, it has not been given. What is he talking about here? To you, you have been given the capacity to receive. But for them, they don't have the capacity to receive. And because they don't have the capacity to receive, I cannot give them. Then he turns to them and says, for to one who has, more will be given. It is a principle. The one who has, more will be what? Given. And he will have in abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has shall be taken away. The one who doesn't have, you lose it. This is not Apostle Paul speaking. This is Jesus Christ speaking. So when Jesus speaks, I'm not belittling Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul is an authority, was an authority. But when Jesus speaks, you listen. So do you want more? If you want more, enlarge your capacity, enlarge your mind. Enlarge your thinking. You will determine the flow that comes your way by the largeness of your mind. And listen, your mind can be enlarged. This bottle holds 500 mils of water, of liquid, whatever it is. Now, if I had a sauce, I put it on the tap and poured and just run, let the tap running, how much would get into this bottle? Precisely 500 mils. It doesn't matter how long I keep pouring into this bottle. It will only receive 500 mils. Why? Because that's its capacity. Those are the limits that the manufacturer gave it. Those are the boundaries that he set. But listen, you and I are not like this bottle. Our minds are not static. Our minds are flexible. Our minds are elastic. Hallelujah. They are elastic. They are not as rigid as this bottle. So if you apply your mind to enlarge it, guess what? It enlarges. But if the devil deceives you and says, for you, that's who you are. You know, and you know we've got people who label us. That's why we keep praying for our children here. The teachers know how to label them. He's a failure. And this kid grows up, you know, we think he's a failure. No. They're not failures. Education has been warped. Just because somebody is not good at mathematics doesn't mean they are stupid. They are good at something else. Who told you that mathematics is the litmus test of intelligence? They could be good at football. They could be good at music. That's why, friends, we should not limit our children in our own parameters. Stop defining your children according to your lineage. Uncle Swan, don't you see Uncle Swan so is a lawyer? How dare you tell me you're going to study music? I had the same issue. My children can testify. What, you're going to study what? In my mind, I want him to be this. So let me tell you, we have got many nurses, we have got many doctors who are unfulfilled in their minds. Right now, most of them are jumping out of their profession today, going in, following their passions. Why? Because dad and mom steered them into their own limitations, their own parameters. Your boundaries are limitless. You are limitless. Our God is a limitless God. So are you. You can enlarge. You can enlarge. You can enlarge. A lady called Carol Dweck did a research on the psychology of success. And this has to do with what and how people see themselves and what they consider to be their personalities. So she came up with two mindsets. One mindset is the fixed mindset. Now, the fixed mindset assumes that one's character, one's intelligence, and creative ability are fixed givens. That's a fixed mentality, which they can't change at all in any meaningful way. They believe that they cannot change. And there are some people in this room who believe that they cannot change. I am who I am. This is who I am. This is who I am. That is a lie. You can change. You can change. You can expand that thinking. You can expand your mentality. You can expand yourself. You can. And there was no amens. Just because you don't believe it. So these guys who have got a fixed mentality, they stop believing that they can do better, they can have more, they can be more, and they can do more. So they start avoiding striving for success. They give up. These guys, you see, in the morning, they don't even have, you know, anything to do in the morning. The day is just like any other day. Nothing motivates them to get out of their beds. Can I ask you a question? Is there anything that motivates you to get out of your bed in a single day? Tomorrow is Monday. Is there anything that will motivate you to get out of your bed? It doesn't have to be a job. Maybe a dream. Something that you are pursuing, something that you are praying for, something that you are believing for. So this guy, the fixed mind people say, for me, this is who I am. You know, I think this was not for me. So they have given up. Why? Because they are avoiding to make mistakes. They are avoiding they are avoiding failure. They have got a phobia for failure. So they become, they maintain a status quo. And they think that's the way of being smart and being skilled. Then she came up with the growth mentality. The growth mentality, these kind of people believe that they can grow and they can improve with effort. You can grow and improve with what? Effort. Growth and development does not come easy. It requires effort. You've got to apply some effort. You've got to do some work. Like the muscles I'm talking about. You remember the muscles we talked about? The bodybuilders? The muscles, the six-pack does not come just because he abstained from food. No. Even abstaining from food is effort. Takes a lot of effort to abstain from food. Now, such minds that have got a growth mindset, they thrive on challenge. They thrive on challenge. Bring it on is their mantra. Bring it on. Bring it on. How high is it? I'll climb it. Because they know, listen, they know. How many spies went into the promised land? 12. 12 came looking, when they saw the giants, they saw some, in their own eyes, they were like grasshoppers. Fixed mindsets, when they look at a mountain, they see problems. This is too high for me to climb. But a growth mindset, when it looks at a mountain, the mountain is like inviting them to climb it. Because they know after they have got to the summit of this mountain, then they have got vertical advantage. Everything that was below them is now above them, is now below them. So they, when they look at a mountain, they say, I'm going to climb. It's a challenge. They take it on. They are climbers. When the children of Israel, the army, the generals, the Abinadabs, the whole, all those serious names, when they looked at Goliath, they saw a very huge giant. This one, we can't even touch him. A small boy comes from the back desert, backside of the desert, and he looks at this mountain, at the same giant. What does he see? He sees, oh my God, in his mind, he is too big to miss. Too big to miss. The other saw, too big, we can't even encounter him, but the boy said, oh my God, too big to miss. Where are my stones? Where are my, am I speaking with David in this place? A growth mindset. Too big to miss. Too big a challenge to pass me by. Too big an opportunity to pass me by. Growth mindset. Yeah, absolutely. That's why they gave him that armor. He said, no, this one, that's a waste of time. I need just a stone. Question as we finish. This is an introduction to the message that we are going to be touching. The question is, if you're experiencing, you know, in your life, you feel that you are limited, What do you need to do? Number one, you need to pray. Number one, pray. Jabez did. Jabez did in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, 9 to 10. I'm not going to read that, but it will be our next verse next time. He cried to the God and said, Lord, enlarge me. Enlarge my territory. Jabez's name was Pain. It means pain. His name means pain. But you see, which one are you going to settle for? The pain of growth or the pain of stagnation? Because they are all pains. Somebody said, what do you want? The pain of staying where you are or the pain of growing? I choose the pain of growth, this muscle, as I build this muscle. I choose that. I don't know about you. Jabez did. Why? Because he believed in bigger. He believed in better. This year, shall we love bigger? This year, shall we give bigger? This year, shall we pray bigger? This year, shall we enlarge our minds? Somebody said, a man becomes all he should have become only by expanding beyond himself. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his soul, so you are as big as your mind. Can you enlarge it today? Let's stand on our feet.